Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
All right, welcome. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Edition. A Black Edition. But Black opinions matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. Joined as always by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Big Jerv. Shout out to everybody who donated to Jade's GoFundMe. We're at, I believe we just crossed the 75% threshold. So that's great news. We want to get all the way up to 100% if we could. So, again, if you haven't already, $10, $20, whatever it is, everything counts. And the link is pinned, is a pinned tweet for Count the Things' Twitter feed. We're sure we'll all run it back at some point on our own feeds or whatever. So please give it if you can. Also, patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're subscribed. You're getting this podcast in its whole entirety all at once and not waiting a whole week for Bit by Bit, as well as some other great content, like, for instance, the watch-alongs that Zach and Maze and I do. We did Swordfish last week. That shit was fucking hilarious. Next week, I believe we're doing Never Back Down, so make sure you tapped in on that. All right, but I want to do Snowfall here. I want to do Snowfall in front of BMF today, because Snowfall, man, low key, the number of funny ass lines this show brings us, like, everybody remembers,
because you don't like the way another nigga talk,
right? Everybody remembers Teach a Man How to Squabble, right? Two classic lines. I submit to you, this last episode gave us, like, wait, one, two, at least four lines. At least four classic lines. I was crying. I was like, man, I'm so sad that this is the last season, because these niggas are really finding their way.
They're ramping.
I don't even want to do a recap. Y'all can do a recap about this. I just want to recap these lines. Number one. When Franklin goes to the cookhouse and starts telling him they need to do this way, that way, and the one nigga, what's my man's name? Shit.
Todd?
Tori? Todd? Yeah, there you go. Todd. So Todd comes in talking that shit like, ain't no nigga gonna tell in here, come here and tell me how to cook my shit. Like, Franklin grabs his face, puts him on the burner, his face on the burner, and says, you said you want to cook, nigga? Go then cook that, nigga!
Yo, his character is nuts to me, man.
Hey, he's crazy. I didn't think he was gonna take it there.
Dog, I like, and I'm not even including the shit with his mother-in-law where he fucking flipped out on her. That whole scene was funny.
Hey,
he wigged on her.
Hey, but what's name was right, bro? He a whore. He money, bro. He's so stressed and pressed for bread right now that he's doing
you talking about Franklin. Kane. You talking about Kane and Franklin.
But I'm saying, Kane telling him, like, you know, basically, like, he a whore, and what he do for me is the bread. Like,
bring money.
This nigga is he losing the fundamentals of what got him to where he was at. Now Franklin. He getting to the point of, like, hell yeah, he moving like Dion at this point. He moving so reckless, nigga. The fact that we got Franklin cooking up crack again,
right? That ain't come on, bro. That's 5 steps back.
Consultancy, man. He's going through. He's making. You know what he's doing?
He gotta let the niggas know how to cook.
Exactly. I'm gonna tell you what he's doing. He's turning this shit into McDonald's. They know McDonald's do whatever the fuck they want and how they make a Big Mac. It's made in a specific way. So he's going through to the franchises and making sure y'all are sticking to the plan. Like, now, should he be hands on? Should he be hands on with that shit? No, probably not. But he done ran away.
Especially not doing a war.
He done ran away all the niggas who used to do that shit for him. Who does he have? Right? Like, Leon out the game. Unk and Louis are trying to kill him now. Dion ain't trying to hear that shit. Like, nigga, like, that's where he's at. He doesn't have the inner circle of people to spread the gospel that they learned from the Bay Area or whatever. So now the niggas got to do a hands-on. I got it. But yeah, he is desperate. Like, that nigga is desperate as shit.
Like, he's so desperate. It's so bad, dog. Like, again, you know, I've been fucking with Quincy every time the show goes.
Hold on. We're getting there. Next line that got me dying was when they tried to pull the hit off on him, and them niggas in the kitchen, and they grabbed the shotgun and they shoot it, and fucking Todd came in, and the waiter, Todd? Shot that nigga in the head. Because Todd is such a, you know, disrespect if your name is Todd in real life, but it's such a bitch nigga name.
That's why I remembered his name when he was looking for it earlier. I was like, when he shot that nigga, he yelled that shit crazy.
Todd?
Like, pointed at the nigga.
This nigga was simultaneously surprised and disgusted. Like, oh, this nigga. Like,
what nigga? Why did
like, you didn't bro that nigga face?
Like, Tasha should have had a mask on. Niggas ain't wear masks back then. Niggas just ran up in the cribs with no mask on.
He had this. He had the abrasion. He was not trying to get in the way of the healing process.
He wanted to heal properly.
Look at Jason. The Neil Sporn. The Neil Sporn.
I get some aloe.
Need to breathe. Yeah.
Right. Aloe hook that shit right up.
Number three. Dion, what is it? Leon here, and he said, "What Malcolm X won?"
Yo, so can we bossa nova?
Yeah.
Oh shit! All right, here we go.
So, and we're back.
All right, we're back. So yeah, call that nigga Malcolm X hilarious. All right. Number two and number one are both in the same conversation, but they're separated by a little bit of time. But part of what makes it funny to me, and listeners of Cinephobe will know this, one of the things that I think is the funniest shit ever is whenever you hear the voice, but you don't see the nigga talking. The nigga's a disembodied voice to me is one of the funniest shit in the world. So in the scene, Leon and Wanda is sitting outside. Big D's on the other side of the yard. He's lifting weights. Leon and Wanda sitting and they're just talking about how hard the shit is. They didn't expect it to be like this or whatever. And in the background, you hear this nigga Dion talking shit. And the one line he says is,
"Yes,
that's your wife now, nigga. You wife the community pussy." But it's so far in the background, like you have to really listen.
I missed that.
You missed it. All right, that's the best part. Listen, I rewinded this part two times. That was the best part of the episode by far. And the shit he says after is even more in the background.
That's number one.
And number one, even more killer line. I was like, did they just say that off camera? I was like, what the fuck?
Number one seed. The number one seed, Jason. I done beat that shit so many times. That shit probably dry as hell right now.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing was, yo, you got to understand what makes it funny is the relationship between Dion and Leon coming back. Where Lee comes back and Dion is like, yo, shit has changed. And Lee's kind of like not quite getting it. And then they, you know, start talking about the lights or whatever. And every conversation, you realize it gets a little bit more disrespectful. It says, hey, man, as long as you stay in your lane and all that shit, and like the lights, I got to protect my people, da, da, da. Like, it gets a little bit more disrespectful. He calls that nigga Malcolm X, not to his face, but still that's like another level. Like, what the fuck this nigga want? And then like the final steps are saying this nigga wife community pussy and then saying beat the shit out of that. He said that shit probably dry as hell right now. I fucking lost it. So when he shoots out the lights for the second time, and Leon comes out with his shirt off, I was like, oh shit. Like, what's the old Method Man line? I stands on the sands and I can't stands no more. Yo, man, that shit was a great scene. Although, I don't know if Leon would have whooped Big D's ass, man. I'm just throwing this out there.
Bro, that
without
was
fighting
whole,
dirty.
That was the Craig and Debo scene.
Debo basically. Fight. That's all it was.
Yeah, it was just that's the all same I Debo. Yeah, I was like,
I called that nigga immediately, like, man, you let that nigga whoop your ass. He's like, man, bro, look, man. But, he already knew.
He didn't kill him.
No, of course not. But I think that's why Leon gonna get killed by that nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, like Leon just signed his death certificate.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
But that's why.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Say it, Leon gonna die, nigga. He gonna die. Because he out here trying to be peacemaker. He out here trying, like the world, the gangnam. That nigga trying to be Malcolm X. He ain't been in Africa too long. He trying to change the world, nigga. And the world ain't changed. You ain't no bigger than the program, nigga. The show goes on.
Right. But it's, you know, obviously they setting it up too, because he the nigga that's trying to do all the good. He trying to put the nigga in school, blah, 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 and all of this and that.
Einstein going to go to school. No, you know what? Einstein going to die.
No, that nigga going to jail. He going to be the nigga that end up going to jail.
Nah, all them niggas going to die, bro. All of them.
Somebody going to jail.
He got drive-by written all over him, yo.
And that's another thing. We barely scratching the surface of drive-by era.
Right.
Because when
I said Trey, I have a million like fucking Compton questions. All right. Ain't no nigga, like it was that crazy.
Yeah.
Like, bro, No. Like I knew the drive-by part. But right. Niggas was getting out of the car and going up in the house, like, and all that shit, too?
Yeah. Bro, I thought
niggas just shot up cribs and kept it moving.
No. Nigga, first of all, 85 to about 96. Red or blue? That's it. Red or blue? Red pants, red shirt, blue pants, blue shirt, blue hat. Red shoes, anything like that. Niggas are shooting kids, people, old people, like public events. like that whole New Jack City shit when the wedding shit, that shit, Menace to Society Kane shit, going down the wrong street, killing the wrong people. Like, nigga, like, that shit.
Bro,
was...
I experienced it in two different ways. Like, a few actually, but two that stick out in terms of what you're talking about, Jerv. So my dad worked at Inglewood Park Cemetery. Bro, mm-hmm. he would tell me about so many times that niggas would be shooting up funerals, dog. Like,
damn,
niggas shot up funerals for years, dog. Like, it's a popular thing that
personal
happens a
note.
Lot.
Like, personal note. I didn't go to my dad's own funeral because of that.
Damn.
At nine because of that.
It was like a real risk. Dang.
It was a real risk.
High risk, bro. They were more likely to shoot you at the funeral, honestly, because they knew that's where everybody was going to be. So it's like, that's one of the few meetings that niggas know they can get you at, because you're going to be there. You know what I'm saying? That's your boy, you're going to be there. So that's when niggas will come and get you. And yeah, man. And then, so the other thing, I went to Verbum Day, which is in Watts, which shares a wall with the Nickerson Gardens, which is like a, you know, popular, famous housing project in LA. I assume it's probably like Queensbridge, but it's a bunch of Bloods in there. Them niggas, and that's probably what this area is made to look like a little bit too. That's in Snowfall where these niggas is at. Niggas was getting in shootouts with the police in the morning at like 6 or 7 a.m. in the morning, bro, to where they had to cancel. The only time I ever had school canceled was twice because of the bounty hunters was getting into shootouts with the police.
God damn, man.
It wasn't no snow days.
Snow days, my man.
What? But so that's what, you know what I'm saying, how live. And that was in like 2003. It was more live, like, again, when Trey was 9 and when I was 6 and, you know, all that shit. Like, yeah.
My bad.
And I had to walk through that shit. That was the thirstiest shit. I had to live through that, like walking through it and doing all the extra shit that I ain't really want to fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to keep in mind too, Jared, this is coming off of like the riots in that era where it was like violence was like the answer. Like, niggas had burned down the city. Niggas was with all the shit. Like, it was, LA was a wild, lawless place.
Mm.
Damn.
That nigga's wild.
hey, Jerv, and now they can't wear Yankee caps or Phillies caps. nigga can't just like Aaron Judge and shit, man.
Nigga, Detroit Tigers, their favorite team, but for some reason, you can't fucking rock the hat.
No, sir.
Oh, damn, man. What can y'all niggas wear? Is that why the gay people wear rainbow shit? Like, yo, it's safe.
Niggas can wear white t-shirts.
I mean, at this point, you can wear whatever you want, but back then, that color shit was like really starter jackets. Niggas is getting killed over those.
Yeah, Cowboys ones, right?
That was a national thing, though.
No, wait.
You mean my Cowboys? Niggas was getting killed over starter jackets because niggas wanted the starter jacket. Y'all niggas was getting killed over starter jackets because they had the wrong starter jacket on. Got
well, exactly. It was both. It was both.
Bulls and Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But niggas wanted your shit. And you had the wrong shit on. So sometimes it was like a double whammy.
Ain't that what the Bulls that killed Ricky? Then they had the Bulls shit on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn, I ain't even know that.
You gotta go. Like I said, if you go back and watch Boys in the Hood, when niggas like, where y'all coming from? Niggas say Compton. Like, nigga, you out of bounds. What are you doing over there? And you on Crenshaw? Like, what? Go back and watch that movie. With this type of mindset now, you're going to be bugged the fuck out. Like, damn, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yo, the last thing I'm going to say about this, I saw that someone reposted this. It was a tweet from John Singleton when he was still alive about, I guess, right before they were about to do Snowfall. And he was, like, really happy. And he said a picture of Franklin and it was Jerome and Louis, right? It cast Jerome and Louis. And it wasn't my man Ahmed Joseph as Jerome. It wasn't old girl as Louie. It was D. Ray Davis and Lauren London. And I said, man, we all dodged a collective bullet on that one, man, because that would have been trash.
The same way Denzel shouldn't have been Wesley Snipes and White Man Can't Jump. It is what it is.
Denzel was supposed to be Wesley in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know about that. I think Denzel would have killed it, man.
Nah, Denzel ain't cut to where that Sidney Bean
shirt. First of all, let's not disrespect my nigga Denzel. Like, Denzel ain't about to just be out here killing shit. Denzel would have killed that shit off.
I think he would have killed that shit for one line and one line only. And he got game where he played one-on-one against Ray Allen, which, by the way, was an actual one-on-one game. It was not it was not staged, or they actually let him play one-on-one. So everything you saw there was an actual bucket. When he gets around him and lays it up and runs around and then does another lap, he said, I think I'm going to do another lap. Like, this nigga hoops and he knows how to talk shit. I think he could have done Sidney Dean for sure.
He from around the way.
Nah, I respect the Denzel, man. Denzel could kill anything, but you know Wesley made that role, man.
No, he did. He killed it.
I can't see nobody else in that.
He killed it. Yeah. He killed it. Ain't not too many people.
But that's the same way as Kobe being fucking Ray Allen character, and he got game. No. He probably would have overacted that shit. He would have overacted that shit. I'm cool.
Or he could have did justice. You know, regular.
I mean, Ray Allen wasn't great. Like, Ray Allen wasn't great.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
I loved Ray Allen in that role. Honestly, I know niggas hate on his acting or whatever, but I think he was perfect.
He didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to say. He was perfect. Play ball.
Exactly. I thought it was like one of Spike's best moments. Honestly, that that might be my second favorite Spike Lee movie, behind after Do the Right what? Thing. Do the right. Actually, no, sorry. After Malcolm X. I thought we was a woke pod.
My brother, think. Yeah. Think, Hank.
That's my favorite movie of all time, honestly, Malcolm X. That shit is, talk about classic that shit, lines.
That shit is long as hell, though. God damn.
It is, but.
That nigga needed an editor, man.
Nah, every scene in that movie is important because if you think about it, the thing about Malcolm X and why it should be a three-hour movie is that's most people's recollection of Malcolm X.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Most people ain't watching them black and white videos and going back and looking at shit. They know, reading a book. Yeah, they know you've been hoodwinked, bamboo. They know that. Get your hands out of my pocket, nigga. Yeah, they think of that as Malcolm X. So Denzel is the GOAT.
The rock ain't on us.
What's the Trey always got this one. You be using. What's the
Get
clip?
Your hands out my pocket, nigga.
Nah, not that one. The other one where the
nigga's starving. That brother's starving.
Yeah. Lines, bro.
That, and then you got the slamming the fucking table meme and shit. Yeah, you're right, man. I got it.
Classic movie, man.
All right, yo. So I want. By the way, this picture you just sent in, it's a caricature, man.
He like Eamon Joseph, bro.
Yeah, man, he do, man. But like, with the whole like everything top to bottom, it's like
red.
That's and the 40 ounce in hand,
right?
Like just and the Jerry curl. It's just a great fucking
and the shirt tucked in.
It's perfect. It's a perfect picture.
But yo, that shit's everything I've seen in the movies.
Yeah,
yo, speak.
But
speaking
no, look,
of shirts,
look at the funeral. Hold on, I'm gonna show y'all.
Oh,
why I couldn't go?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you might want to sit that one out. I'm just kidding. Well, I mean that respectfully. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. I'm dying, bro.
I'm gonna just say this, Trey. Everybody posing for the picture. Someone taking the picture. Yo, who was looking out for the fucking drive-by, man?
Yo, somebody should have been in here.
Yeah, somebody gonna be like,
"Hey, watch.
I'm good. Y'all take this picture. I'll be back." But I do want to transition.
Yeah, no. I was just gonna ask what y'all think about the story. Like, what's going on with Teddy and Gustavo? The niggas just not even care about Teddy and Gustavo.
Yeah,
is that the worst secondary storyline in any show ever?
I think they lost niggas. No,
it's not the worst. It's not bad. It's just I don't care. Man.
Nobody cares about it though. Like, I don't really care. Just nobody that watches the show cares about that part. Like,
I'm here for Dion scenes now and fucking Jerome, and just I want Franklin losing his shit. That's what I'm here for. All right. That's going to do it for us this week on Bomb. Again, make sure patreon.com/countthedings. You are locked in. You are subscribed. You're getting all the extra content for sure. And then, obviously, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe. Thank you for all the support thus far. If you haven't supported yet, it's not too late. Again, whatever you can give, $5, $10. It means a lot. To us, but obviously it means a lot to Jade's family. You can find that GoFundMe link pin on the Count the Dings Twitter account. It's a pinned tweet. Also, we'll all take turns kind of retweeting or quote tweeting of that. So be on the lookout on all our socials. For Trey, for Jason, for Jerv, I'm Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.